The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
All right, guys, we're back. This episode is entitled The Secretary. In this episode, Jerry takes his dry cleaning to his local dry cleaner, storing his mother's fur coat there and getting his new houndstooth jacket dry cleaned. Meanwhile, George is going to hire a new secretary at the New York Yankees, and he vows to make sure that it's not a attractive woman, but rather a homely woman, so that he doesn't get distracted.
Yeah, because 90s, and
that's super problematic.
Yeah, you can't say that in this day and age.
No, because everyone knows pretty women really have it rough. Anyway, and Kramer needs to get moisturizer. From Barney's, and Elaine buys what I would argue is the ugliest dress I've ever seen from Barney's, and she wants to return it because she thinks that the mirrors there are skinny mirrors, and they're trying to run a scam, and she's ridiculous. What did you think of this episode?
It was okay. George's story was the highlight for me, as most of these are. George is just ridiculous, and it was just okay. Yeah, this is one of those ones where it's just like, okay, it's on. I guess I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'm never blown away by this episode. But it's got a couple of moments that are pretty good, just because it's got Kenny Banya shows up, and just the shit with George is pretty hilarious, just because it goes to his sort of base instincts of just being the opposite of whatever a normal adult would do, you know? So I did enjoy that. I do like Jerry calling out the dry cleaner as well. That was pretty good. So the episode starts out with Jerry, Elaine, and Kramer going to the movies. Kramer meets Uma Thurman, apparently, off screen, and she gives him her phone number. And meanwhile, Jerry and Elaine are walking out of the theater, and Elaine completely spoils the ending of a movie. It's like, I can't believe, you know, Luke Skywalker is, you know, Darth Vader's son. And this guy's like, hey, asshole, like, don't do that. We haven't seen the movie yet. And then we see, Jerry goes to the dry cleaner, and drops off his dry cleaning, and the dry cleaner guy is like really admiring his jacket, right? He's like, wow, this jacket makes you look really good. They're like, this must be very flattering and all this other stuff. I'm like, even Jerry's kind of like, I don't like what this guy's like. What's this guy all about, right?
Yeah.
Even though he's been there a bunch of times. So then George is really excited because he gets to hire this secretary. And again, like we were talking about, George is all about not hiring an attractive woman. And he's like, I'm going to pull a 360 and hire someone who's not attractive. And of course, Jerry's like, you mean a 180? Like,
yeah, because George is stupid. So yeah. they show various women. And this
who are
is
attractive.
Right. They're 90s attractive. And this is what trips me out, right? Like, is like, well, your references are amazing. Your skills are impeccable. But damn it, you're just too attractive, so I can't hire you. Have a nice day. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you could not say that in an interview. Like, the Yankees would be sued into oblivion. I mean, he literally says to the woman, he's like, you're ravishing. I would give my entire year's salary to see a peek of you in a bra. He's like, I cannot hire you.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, calm down.
Like, I mean, they were attractive. Like, wasn't that serious.
His inner white man just burst out like the Kool-Aid man.
Well, I mean, isn't that what it was like to be white in the 90s? Just like, it was
apparently.
You're just like, I can say anything. I'm never going to get in trouble, by the way.
This is why white people are so mad.
Yeah, I don't want to give this up. It's great.
Right. They could hire you simply on your looks.
Or not.
Right, or not. Yeah.
It's kind of funny. The first woman kind of looks like Amy Adams, who plays Lois Lane now in the DCEU. So then he meets this other woman who is applying for the job, Ada, and he decides she's played by Vicki Lewis, by the way. He decides that she is unattractive enough that she'll be perfect for the role. Which, by the way, how fucked up is that as an actress?
Right, and it's. I think they tried to. You know, they do what porn does when you want to ugly somebody up, right? Because she's not ugly, right? She's just fastidious, and she has her hair tied up.
Yeah,
you know, sort of bun.
I would argue, look at her current Wikipedia entry. But
no, I have no, thank you.
Yeah,
okay. Right.
I mean, maybe George has a, you know, like a future sight.
Oh, right. If they cast her now, all right.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. Sorry, Vicki Lewis. You did not age well. But yeah, they just give her glasses and tie her hair up, and then like dress her like a school marm. So George is like, you know, and she goes, well, you know, I take care of my mother. Will there be any late nights? And George is like, I can't imagine there would be. Like, absolutely not. And it turns out like she's like super, super organized person, like a great secretary. Meanwhile, back at Jerry's apartment, Elaine is there, and she's complaining about how she bought this dress that she saw at Barney's, and it looks so good, and like it looked great, and but she's going to return it because she got home, looked in the mirror, and she was like, this looks fucking terrible.
Yeah, well, I don't know if the mirrors weren't working properly, but like, why were there like holes in the sleeves?
I don't,
like, big slits in the sleeves, man. Like, that shit was the most hideous, elegant dress I've ever seen in my life.
I did not care for it. That was certainly not my thing. But she's like, well, I'm going to go try it on one more time. You tell me what you think. And when she comes out, George says, yeah, your sleeves look like something that's hanging in a kosher deli. It's like, God damn. Like, they go in on her to the point where she's like, all right, I get it. I am never going to wear this dress.
Now, look. Let's
women's fashion is fucking stupid.
It is stupid, and it doesn't make sense the way they're measured.
That's what I mean. Not like women's fashion in general. Yeah, but yeah,
yeah. Men's measurements are logical. You know, waist around, length down. Right. Like that.
Yeah, it's measured by an actual measurement, right? Not by your feelings.
Right. The fuck is a two?
What's a double zero? Bitch, do you exist? I used to date a woman who was a size zero. I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. I can't.
Also, you're way too skinny. Yeah. Yeah. And in hindsight, no.
Do you think there is any validity whatsoever? Do you think there's any validity whatsoever that mirrors may look different in a store than at home?
I don't think it's mirrors. I think it's lighting.
Yeah, it's something.
It's something, though. Because I've definitely looked at that. I'm like, yo, I look like a fucking boss. And then I get home,
fucking
like,
fly. And all of a sudden, like, I'm up, my fucking gut is hanging out.
Yeah,
no, shit, like, just falls on me all wrong. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this shit?
I'm like, I look how like, did the Polo logo get on the back of the leg? It was in the front when I bought it. What the fuck is going on with this lighting? No, it's definitely the lighting.
It's something, man. Because yeah. I bought some shoes, right? I bought some shoes, some nice brown like leather shoes with white soles. I'm like, all right, these will be my new comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm in the store, and I'm like, oh, okay. You look at the little mirror on the ground, you're like, oh shit, son, look at me, like I'm looking all fly and shit. And I take these motherfuckers home, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, my foot is all coming out the bitch. And the fucking thing just won't tie up. My feet hurt. Like, what the fuck is going on, man?
I think there is. Well, I think it's the excitement of buying something, right?
Yeah,
yeah. You're just like, yeah. I look so good. And then it's the lighting effect, because I think the lighting is harsher in stores, so it casts like mind-bending shadows over things that make
something,
you,
man.
Yeah, like I have definitely put on like shirts and stuff like that. I'm like, damn, looking kind of cut. Like, oh shit, right, son. Right. And then you get home, you're like, nah, son, this is
like, what the fuck happened to my lights? Like, pick these bitches up.
This shit is gone. It's a wrap for you. Like, why am I wearing my dad's shirts? It seems strange.
All of a sudden, you're wearing that Theo Huxtable shirt.
Right. Oh, like, I don't want to wear this. This is awful. No, that's absolutely true. I don't think it's the mirrors, though, however. By the way, when Elaine goes to Barney's to complain about this, her argument about mirrors makes her sound like an absolute insane person. It's the mirrors. They're like, yeah, that's what it is. Like, cuckoo. All right. You're a fucking lunatic. So George comes in and he's like, hey, yeah, man, I can't believe I didn't have a secretary before. This is great. And Jerry's like, yeah, you didn't have a secretary because you didn't have a fucking job.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a job where you had a secretary?
I was just about to ask you that. My job now.
No.
My job now, I don't have a secretary, but I do have a work slave that we call an intern.
Oh, that's nice. That's pretty
nice. That is very nice because I work in another.
Get me a grape juice.
I mean, go out at night and do this to verify this. Because
I
live in Maryland. I work in Virginia.
Yeah.
And some of the work that I have to do, I have to verify at night.
Yeah.
It's because it's the nature of the job. And then my boss was like, no, give it to her. She'll do it. I'm like, I can do that. She's like, yeah, just tell her to do it. So I go up to her and I'm like, hey, I need you to do this. She's like, okay, I need you to do it at night. Okay. And I need it to be done by tomorrow. Okay. What the fuck? Like, this is amazing.
And at that moment, you understood what slavery was like.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm like, yo, I get it. I get why you mad. People from the South, I'd be mad too.
They took all our best interns. Like, those weren't interns. Unpaid internships.
Like an intern
for 400 years. I've had department secretaries. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like, you know, it's like a secretary for like,
yeah,
seven or eight of us. But yeah, I've never had a direct.
And that's what my intern is. But she's an intern for me and the guy that I work with.
Okay, yeah, that's. That's right. A 50% secretary.
Right.
Or intern, excuse me.
So, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. I wish I had that. Like, my only thing is I don't trust people to do things.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the time. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather be swamped and know that I'm going to do it. Because I know it'll be done to what I want. Like, I would need an Ada type secretary, right? Like, someone who I could, like, wow, this person is more efficient than me. Mm-hmm. Then I would be like, okay.
So you're a control freak, is what you're
saying. That is absolutely correct.
No shit.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, that's part of the reason why I have so many things to do. Because everyone's like, oh, I can do this. I'm like, I don't trust it. Sorry. Because then when I get it back, I'm like, I mean, this is close.
Right. But you feel like you got to do it over anyway.
Yeah, nah, I am.
Right. No, I know.
No, trust me. There's a couple of things. I'd love to just hand off on this network. I'd be like, hey, yeah. But then I'm like, can I?
Yeah.
I know. And it's not because I think people are incapable. It's just that I am a control freak. That I know about myself. It is the hardest thing to get over, actually. So Elaine comes out in her dress. Two things. The dress is hideous. One other thing, you can see Elaine's underwear.
You can see her underwear. She's wearing a white bra, but when she goes back to the fitting room, the bra is black.
Interesting. There's another continuity mistake in this episode I noticed too. But you can also see her high-waisted panties as well.
Ah.
Hello.
No, all right then.
It's not a good look, ladies. It's not a good look. So Kramer comes in. And she's like, oh, I'm going to return this to Barney's. And Kramer's like, yeah, that's a good idea. And he's like, hey, I'll meet you down there. I have to get this special face moisturizer from Barney's. So I'll join you. And we can catch up. We never hang out together. And she's just like, just walks away. Because who the fuck wants to hang out with Kramer? He's a lunatic. Back in the New York Yankees, Ada is explaining like all of these things to George that she's working on, and George is now aroused by the fact that she's so fucking efficient, which I can understand that, not with her, but I can certainly understand somebody being really good at their job, like that making them attractive.
Yeah. Like you get shit done and then you start wondering what other jobs they can do.
You're right.
That might involve hands or blows.
Or blows, right.
Or rims, if that's your thing.
Fair enough.
Who am I to judge?
Yeah, there you go. George has this really hilarious way of trying to make this happen. He goes, so you're so good. It's like you can just read my mind as to what I want next. And she's like, yeah, I'm really good at my job. He's like, can you guess what I'm thinking now? And she's like, yeah. Perhaps. He's like, is it doable? She's like, it's definitely doable. And then they do the very like sitcom-y thing of like they both rip off their glasses and then like run at each other and embrace each other, and then clearly they have sex. And then she's like teaching him more efficient ways of like getting to her bra or like using this pillow in a certain position or whatever, which was just kind of hilarious. And then he screams out in a during his passionate lovemaking, you deserve a raise.
Yeah, he's like, I'm giving you a raise. Like, I'm very careful to not make promises in mid-coitus. Fuck that.
Nah.
I'm
going to keep having sex with you. Huh? Sometimes, right. Look, sometimes you can't even promise that one. Like, oh, shit.
All right.
My bad. I disappointed.
Like,
you.
I'm going to give it to y'all.
Right now.
All right.
Girl, you ain't ready for this. Nope. No, I think you're ready because it's coming right now. So then the scene, I'm sorry, I said this in the beginning. This is later in the episode. They go to the movie theater and they have the Uma Thurman run in and they ruin the movie for the guy or whatever. So Kramer gets a dry cleaner ticket from Jerry that he got earlier. He borrows that so he can write Uma Thurman's number on the back of it.
Yeah, because that ugly motherfucker just met Uma Thurman and was like, hey,
let me holler at you.
Give me a number.
And he's got the Kvorka. So he made it happen. So Jerry reluctantly does. Then Jerry sees, he's pretty sure he sees his dry cleaner there wearing his houndstooth coat. And he's like, all right, I'm going to go confront that guy later on.
You think dry cleaners do that?
Yes.
I kind of do too.
Yeah. No, if I worked at a dry cleaner, yeah. No, if I saw like a badass leather jacket, yeah, I'm wearing it. Fuck you.
Yeah. I have to believe that they do.
That's got to happen at some point, right?
Who's going to stop them? Yeah. Especially if it's something like a jacket.
Yeah, you know I'm wearing it. I feel like they're not going to wear you like your pants.
No. Right? That seems weird.
But I mean, it's also weird to like wear people's jacket, but like, yeah, I'd rock somebody's fucking, like somebody had like an 8-ball jacket, right? That was a cool thing back in the day.
Yeah.
You had a question, you asked the 8-ball. yeah, no, I'd rock it. Fuck them.
Yeah. Somebody gave me a used jacket as a wedding present.
Oh, that's true. They did.
Yeah.
Do they work at a dry cleaner?
I probably couldn't
get a job that good. That takes responsibility. You can't fucking trust anybody with that. That's funny.
Yeah, we don't have it anymore.
Wow.
So it was...
Did you give it to someone else for their wedding?
No. I gave it to someone...
it was like one of those like white elephant... gifts?
I gave it to the Salvation Army. I was just like, this is the best I'm going to do.
Wow. And you hate poor people. And for you to give up something, that really says something. Yeah. You really didn't want it.
I really didn't want it. I really did not want it. And it was my idea. Like normally my wife will come by and be like, we're going to Salvation Army. And she'll do a clean sweep of what she thinks needs to go. And
you're like, throw this shit into the pot.
And I'm like, there's only one thing that really needs to go, and that's this. I need the space in the closet. I need the extra hanger.
Wow. That's really funny.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's an insider right there.
I mean, I appreciate the gift and the
No, you
thought.
Didn't. I appreciate No, you the didn't.
I appreciate the thought, not the
No,
gift.
You didn't.
The thought.
I no, you did thought. Not. No, you didn't. I'm calling complete bullshit. You did not appreciate the thought. Because if you appreciated the thought, you wouldn't have thought to give it away. Get the fuck out of here. That's a lie. Don't give me used gifts or a wedding gift. How dare you? Fuck out of my face. Just don't give me anything.
Just don't give me anything. That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, here's a thing I'd laying around. I'm too fat for. Oh, good. Great. Stank it up to be damned. Here you go. Merry wedding.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't go to your wedding. Anyway.
Oh,
I I don't regret any of that. Anyway, so while at Barney's, Kramer is there getting moisturizer, and Kenny Banya walks in, and he's like, "Hey, Kramer, buying a new suit. And, you know, like, what, you know, that suit you got on is pretty good. What size is it?" Kramer's like, "Oh, it's a 42. He's like, "That's the size I wear. I've been working out. I'm huge. Which is hilarious because Kenny Banya is not a large man at all.
And he's not wearing a 42.
No, he really isn't.
Got it.
You're wearing a 38 regular. Maybe even a 38 short. Fuck out of here. So he tries to buy Kramer's suit off of him, and he ends up offering him $300 for this vintage suit. You selling a suit off your back for $300?
No. No, of course not.
I'm not selling anyone an old, a currently worn suit for any amount of money. That's insane.
Like, why would you take it off right then and there?
Yeah, because he's Kramer and he's an idiot.
Because he's Kramer and he's a fucking idiot. And I can't stand idiot Kramer. Like, I can't stand Kramer in this episode, which is why I can't stand Kramer in most episodes, because he does stupid shit. Like, stuff that just logically doesn't make sense.
Right. Like, it's one thing if you fall ass backwards into something.
Right.
That's one thing. But why would, like, that's like if you offer me, like, "Hey, I'll buy those sweatpants you have on right now for $50. No, but what pants am I going to wear?
Right.
How about we just go somewhere, I'll change pants, and then I'll give them to you.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. So then we see George go to Mr. Steinbrenner to try to get a raise for Ada. He kind of weirdly blows him off. But then you find out that he gave Ada a $25,000 raise.
Yo.
Is he Scott Pruitt? Get out of here. Then we see Kramer's basically almost naked in the dressing room because he sold all his clothes to Kenny Banya. And then he's in the women's dressing room while Elaine is trying to try on a dress, which she's leery about whether or not the dress looks good in and outside of the store. By the way, the dress looked great on her.
Yeah, fine.
I thought it was totally fun.
Yeah, because it didn't have sleeves as opposed to sleeves that are shredded.
I don't like sleeves on a dress. It makes you look like a fucking school marm. Like, what are you trying to hide? Your virginity or like your track marks from heroin usage? It's fucking odd to me. Then Jerry goes to confront the dry cleaner for wearing his houndstooth jacket. And he's like, "No, that's against the dry cleaner's code." And he's like, "You need a code to not wear other people's clothes? The fuck is wrong with you?" And then he pulls out a movie stub ticket that he found in there. And he's like, yeah, you fucked up. This was in the coat. And so that guy's like, "Oh, yeah, all right, you got me." And Jerry's like, "Now give me my mom's coat as well." And then they cut to showing the dry cleaner's wife. She's eating a fucking hot dog with the coat outside, just chilling. So he doesn't have his ticket. So the guy's like, "Yeah, you're going to have to come back with the real ticket before I can give you the coat."
Yeah, I'd have punched him in his fucking face right then.
Yeah, I'd have grabbed that dude and pulled him right over that counter. Give me my mom's coat, I'm going to murder you in here.
Give me that goddamn coat. I will have you shut the fuck down.
Yeah. Hey,
the fuck are you doing dry cleaning anyway? Where's the Korean fella that you stole this business from?
Yeah, listen, Mario, or Luigi Mario, whoever you are, get the fuck out of here. So Elaine sneaks out of the store with the dress to look at it in other mirrors, and then she's forced to buy the dress because she wore it out.
Yo, she came back and was like, "No, I don't, you know, show me something else." And the woman at Barney's did what everyone in retail dreams of doing, to legitimately be smug to a customer and be 100% correct.
Yeah.
Like, "No, I'm not going to show you anything. You're going to buy that." Like, yeah. It's something that I've dreamed of in my during my retail career.
That's funny. No, that's fair. Who doesn't want to tell a customer to fuck off?
Yeah, man. Like when I used to tell kids that they couldn't buy a video game because they were too young. It's against the video gamer's sales associate clause to sell you this game because it's mature.
Yeah, that's not a thing. Nope. It's not a real thing at all. Jerry comes down to Jerry comes down to the store. In happenstance, runs into Kramer, and he's like, "Look, man, you need my help, you know, or I need your help, you know, go get me some clothes or what have you." And this is the other continuity error. Kramer's standing there in his underwear with his wallet tucked in in one scene, and then in another scene, the wallet is not there, which I thought was kind of funny. So then he tries to buy the suit back from Kenny Banya, or get Kramer's money back, and like Banya refuses, and then he has to agree to go to two dinners at Mendy's with Kenny Banya to get the dry cleaner ticket.
Yo, what is up with Kenny Banya and that he has to blackmail people into spending time with him?
Because I think Kenny Banya realizes how much of a terrible person Kenny Banya is. Everyone hates him.
While at Barney's, he thinks he sees the dry cleaner's wife with his mom's coat. He's like, is that? And this is the funniest part of his story to me. He opens up the woman's room, and before he says anything, she says, "No, it's not."
No, it's not. And he just wrestles it away from her.
Like the delivery of that woman and that "no, it's not" line is just like, that's what made that whole, you know, somewhat subpar story for me.
Yeah, it works.
Worth it.
Yeah. George tries to go get a raise from Steinbrenner because now his secretary is making more than him. I like that she's making more than him, and like her hair is down now. She doesn't look like as much of a school marm. I'm like, yeah, she looks a lot better.
Yeah, she got extra $25,000. She can, you know.
Yo, that's a big fucking raise, dude.
Yeah, yo.
That's a big goddamn raise. That is not bad. So Jerry agrees to go on two dates with Kenny Banya to Mendy's, and he's like, at one point Kenny Banya's like, you know, maybe for our second meal, maybe we'll come back to Mendy's or we'll go somewhere else. He's like, on one hand, and then Jerry just cuts off. He's like, yeah, on one hand we could go to a different place, but it would be a risk, and or the other hand we could come to Mendy's, but it'd be the same. I get it. Like, shut up, I don't want to talk to you, I hate your guts. And he's like, yeah, no, you got it. Like, yeah, dude, everyone gets it. Like, stop being an asshole. And so then we see Kenny at the end of the episode says, well, I've got a hot date with this woman, Uma. I found her number on that ticket in the jacket before moisturizer got on it and ruined it. He's like, I hope she's attractive. And then Jerry's like, ugh. Like, why is she going out with you? Gross. So that's the end of the episode. Any parting words?
It was okay. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know, George once again saves the episode.
He does indeed.
With his ridiculous white manness.
As always. All right, guys. That's it for this episode. We'll be back with the episode next week called The Race.
See you.
Bow, 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 bow.
Really?